Hello to all my good friends throughout the universe. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman, coming to you live once again here today on the T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman YouTube channel with episode number 11, titled, You Cannot Sell Marijuana on This Block or Nowhere in This Community. These are true violence interruption stories. What happened here is two brothers. One was 18 years old. The other brother was 16 years old. Their mother had moved from the near west side of Chicago to the northwest side of Chicago, and the brothers decided to set up a marijuana shop on this particular block without checking in with the guys that pretty much had control in that area, if you know what I'm talking about. So about a month and a half had passed by. A lot of traffic was coming up to the mother's apartment there on the block because people were buying the marijuana. But when the guys in the neighborhood found out what was happening, they decided to pay the guys a visit and knock on their door and ask them why they were selling marijuana on their block. Now, keep in mind, the two guys, the two young brothers, were African-American young guys, and the other guys on the block were Latino brothers, Puerto Rican brothers on this particular block. So the guys told them to shut down their marijuana operation or else. That's what happened there. So the brothers were kind of hard-headed. They reached out to some of their friends, had their friends come over to the apartment with them or to the house and work as security with them. So it led to pretty much what you might say a big standoff in that community, because the young guys on that block, they meant business. So the next day that passed, the young guy that told them to shut down, he showed back up on the block. He showed up on the block with about 30 guys. And a lot of these young guys, they were already armed with guns and everything. They told the guy, this is the last warning. As a matter of fact, your mother has to move and you guys have to move out of this community, unless they were going to shoot up the entire building. That's what they said. They were going to shoot up the entire building if the guys did not move, because the guys did not listen. And here it is. I received a phone call. True talk here, my people. I received a phone call, and I knew a guy in that area by the name of Mad Dog. I can use his name because he's a good friend of mine. And he was able to, I called him. He met me over there. And believe it or not, we had to negotiate with a guy, a 15-year-old, I'm not going to mention his name, but I had to negotiate with a 15-year-old and talk to him about not killing these guys because of what they did as far as violating the rules and regulations on that block. So let me say this to you. We had to concoct a story that was believable to the young guys to make it okay, because these guys were really mad. They wanted to kill these guys anyway, all right? So after talking to the two brothers, I concocted a story. I stepped back out of the house, and I talked to the young guys. I say, one of them guys, he's autistic. He has some mental health issues. He wasn't thinking right. His brother is a hothead. We understand that. But they really would like to apologize to you guys for setting up shop over here. And I'm just telling you all the truth here, because there was no other way to work this situation out other than to concoct a story, because these guys were going to kill those two guys because they told them to stop selling the dope, the marijuana, I mean. They told them to stop selling the marijuana the first time, and they did not listen. So when they came back the second time, they were ready to shoot and kill. So we concocted the story, talked to the guys outside, and let them know the brothers they're about to go move with some relatives somewhere else. Just give them safe passage to get their clothes out of their mother's house so they could in turn move somewhere else. That's what happened with this story, brothers and sisters. That's why I titled this story, You Cannot Sell Marijuana on This Block or in This Community. So the young brothers trusted me and Brother Mad Dog to allow them to come out of the house, and we walked them to their relative's car, and they moved out of the neighborhood. That was the only way that we could save their lives. And this here is a true story. The mother still lives on the block, but her sons cannot come in that area because they disrespected them brothers on that block by trying to sell marijuana. But these are stories in regards to how we stop killings on the front end. I may talk a certain way, but all of these particular techniques and methods are trainable methods, okay? It's trainable opportunities for people to understand what it takes to stop killings on the front end. So once again, we saved the lives of two individuals, and we also probably saved some of their family members' lives as well. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman on YouTube and visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org. Thank you very much. Episode number 11. You cannot sell marijuana on this block or nowhere in this community. Peace, everybody.